Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
For you are our comfort.
Here I am, Lord.
Here I am. shout of praise, yes, for you are our comforter, and we all know you always. We give you what a glory, yes, we give you what a praise, yes, for you are our comforter, and we all know.
Defender,
you
it up. Jesus, Jesus, you are highly lifted up. Jesus, Jesus, oh,
you are highly lifted up.
Jesus,
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 Praise your name, Jesus. It's honor you and worship you today. We invite your spirit into this house. Your glory. Your presence, O Lord. Abba, Father, we bless you. Lord Jesus, we give praise to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. Somebody lift your hands and make him feel welcome in this house. It's not about us tonight. It's all about him, his wisdom, his grace, and his mercy. The rising of the sun, to the going down of the same, your name is to be praised.
Sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit,
sweet Spirit. Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Take over this place.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer for you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. He's an awesome God. Wonderful, wonderful. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the season of harvest that we have entered into, O God. Father God, you said the harvest are plenty for the laborers are few. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will send more laborers, select more laborers to come into the vineyard, the harvest season, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for fruitfulness. Hallelujah. We thank you for favor. We thank you for moving and with us in everything for strengthening us, oh God. We bless you. We thank you for your presence, your mighty moves in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your mighty moves in this ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will continue to do. We bless your name. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify you, O God. May your perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your glory, release your love, release your power. Oh, Holy Ghost, let your presence fill this place, your tangible presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Saturate the atmosphere, saturate our hearts, saturate our the airways. Release your glory in the morning. This morning, oh God, hallelujah. Let everyone that is listening right now or that will listen at another time receive a life-changing encounter with you, supernatural encounter, that the name of Jesus will be glorified in their lives. Father, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint us out of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationships with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you that we're under an open heaven. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the Bright and Morning Star. We bless the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We exalt your name. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says, in everything give thanks. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me, concerning us. Hallelujah. We extol you, our God and our King. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace, always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion. Take complete control of every single detail of our lives. Father, we surrender our lives totally and completely to you. This morning, oh God, your mercies are new every morning. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and repent of all our sins of omission and commission. Father God, we are sorry for all that we've done. Bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, over this radio block, over our families, our homes, and the ministries. We claim all the unlimited blessings and benefits that's in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you this morning. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Sending your holy angels who is right here with us, ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. We thank you, Lord, may your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place. Even as we pray this morning, oh God. Father God, we lift up our children, oh God. We ask you to touch them in a special way, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to be with them, guiding them and protecting them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our children and grandchildren that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will touch their hearts and they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to be with the children even as they go on to school, the younger ones, on the school buses, oh God. There has been so many shootings and different things going on in schools. But Father, we ask you to intervene in our children's and our grandchildren's schools, oh God. Intervene in the schools, oh God. Father God, we pray that you dispatch more angels to be in these classrooms, oh God, all over the United States, oh God. Father God, there are many children that might be going through things that are hurting and they're using violence as a means. The devil is using them as a prey to do what he wants to do. But Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would touch these children. We pray, Father God, that it will divinely connect with someone who will help them and their lives will be transformed, oh God, and changed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that you said, suffer the little children to come unto you. Father, touch their hearts. Touch them, oh God. We come against that spirit of bullying, oh God, in the schools. That some children even want to commit suicide because they go through this bullying. But Holy Spirit, we ask you to arrest every spirit that is not holy, that is not of God. We rebuke that spirit of bullying in the children's schools. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit and all their cohorts right now in the name of Jesus. And we send them to the bottomless pits of hell. Let the Holy Ghost brimstone fire burn and destroy those spirits now. In the name of Jesus. Suicidal spirit, we bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let our children and grandchildren not be a prey for the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep under your bosom. Keep them hidden in your secret place, O God. O Father God, let us not be afraid, O God. Let us walk in your righteousness, in your holiness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, teach us, lead us, give us hearts of compassion, humility, love. Father, we surrender to you. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth this morning in the power, in the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, pour fresh on us. We thank you for the word. We thank you for what you're doing right now in our lives. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you join me this morning as we say the Psalm 23 together? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to look at verse 2. I know I'm taking a while, but we always, good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We always rush. We rush with it. We do not really experience the blessings of the 23rd Psalm. Amen? We memorize it. Like I said, the 23rd Psalm, you wake me up anytime in my sleep. I can say it, and I know many of you can do it. We have to memorize it. Some of us have to do it as children. But when you take time, every scripture you read it out loud, and you hear yourself. Faith comes by hearing, and what? Hearing the word of God. So sometimes they say, oh, no, I'm reading. But when it comes to the scripture, especially the Psalms and some of the scriptures, I do it most of read it out slowly and loud. I want to hear my voice reading it out because there's something about you hearing your voice reading and you slowly read it, you will start getting a revelation of what the Spirit of God is speaking. And you will start. But if you do it fast, you will get it because you just see it as a recitation. You know, I remember one of my little cousins could read a little book at 2 or 3 years old. I think three, and this child could read the book. Everybody said, read the book, read the book. The child would read a book, the child knew whatever. But literally, we decided to test this child. We opened the book, what is this word? What is that word? That child did not know anything about those words. The child learned how to do a recitation, but didn't have the understanding of the revelation of what they were reading. So that we're just reciting it with our understanding and with our revelation. And sometimes, I don't know, but that's how sometimes we do. We recite things, but we don't have the revelation or understanding of what it means. So because we don't have the understanding and revelation, we don't receive from these things. All the enemy uses it against us. And so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Then we got John 10, it starts with 6. The enemy comes to what? Thief, kill, and destroy. The thief comes to thief, kill, and destroy. John 10, A. But Jesus came. John 10, B. 10, B. So that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So the enemy will stand by to manipulate what we do know and use it against us. This is how God people enter into covenant without knowing. And I'm not going to be distracted and go there this morning on that. But let's look at Psalm 23, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me. We talk about different things that happened in our lives yesterday. And thank God, God didn't allow those things to happen. We went through because he wanted us to rest, to bless us. I was saying, thank God when we look back when we didn't marry that person, or thank God he broke our relationship with A, B, C, and stuff that we look back over our life, the things we were crying for. We say, oh, God, thank you for saving me. Thank you for that I did not have to go through that. Hallelujah. So we use that as a reference. But I want you, what does green mean? You lie down. What are you lying on? You see that if it's not green pasture, as well as a pasture, the pasture dry. So look at a green pasture and look at a pasture that's brown and dry. You know, when a pasture is not green, it has drought. So God, if he make me to lie in green pastures, right? He's your shepherd, but he maketh you to lie in green pastures. He doesn't make you lie in the dry pasture, the brown pasture. You see, anything God does, Satan does the opposite. If Satan is your shepherd, you will want. You know, you will want, you will have want, and you will want. You will want and you will not stop wanting. And you will pay a price when he's your shepherd because he will demand he wants your soul or he wants the soul of your children or want the soul of somebody you love. You see? That's the difference. For God and when the Lord is your shepherd, you will. Why can you even compare the enemy with God? God, he created even Satan. Everything was created by him. Every power belongs to God. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So therefore you lack nothing. He make you the light in green pastures. Green, that is blessing. That is, when you see green, is life. Color green. You look if you want to look around, green is beautiful. It's like every time nobody can walk out of the house this morning or anywhere without seeing green. Green, the grass is green. The flowers, the leaves of the flowers green. That shows life. It shows you just a green meadow and rest. Green. So he makes you lie. God, he said you will lie. You will receive his blessings. You will receive these breakthroughs. Hallelujah. That is, you're not in a drought season. You're in a season of harvest, a season, rainy season, and dry season when it's dry. There's no water when it's raining. Their wells get full up because the water goes where the water, when people say, oh, it's raining too much. Oh, it's raining. Yeah, sometimes too much rain will cause different things, damages. But when it rains, according to how God, you know, is in a good season, where God is not releasing judgment, when there's rain, hallelujah, the wells get full. Water tables come up when there's rain. The water tables come up when there's rain problem, when the water system, even in a morning country or even in countries that are not developed, hallelujah, when it rains, the well water, the water tables come, it gets full. So there's more water when there's drought. There's all the water in the well. If you're digging or you're pumping and going down to the well, no, there is no water. In the drought season. So if you go to a well and you're thirsty and there's no water, or you can't, you got to minimize your water. When you even go, when there's no water, how long you? I love to stay in the shower. I love to pack the tub with water. So if there's no water, you will even be able to wash your own self good. If there's no water, you can't even clean your teeth well. When there's no water, and so you, there's so much lacking. But when the rain comes, after the rain, that's what we talk. Then you see all the flowers begin to blossom. You see the plants. You see that green is flourishing. There's flourishing. There's blessings. And not only so, it's like then you're relaxing. So you come to a place of rest. Hallelujah. I'm talking about rest in the Spirit. And you don't have to be anxious about anything, because he makes you. He says, look, you got to get this. Do you know God will do anything so you can be blessed? Hallelujah. He will do everything and anything to bless you. That's the God we serve. So when you say he makes me lie in green pastures, say that. Feel all the blessings, all the breakthroughs, and feel the rest in Christ. Feel that when you hear green pastures, that the promises, prophetic words spoken in your life is coming to pass. Prophetic words spoken in the life of your children coming to pass. He makes me to lie in green pastures. Hallelujah. Just imagine you come to that place of Elamite trees, the wells, the trees. I don't know about you, if you haven't been, for those of you who don't know much about Africa, but the palm trees, if you come from West Africa, think about the trees, the fruits in the trees. There's some trees you can just shake the tree, the fruits come down, or the different fruits just come in abundance, pineapple, oranges. And then you see the palm tree, it's like a shade, hallelujah, and the palm nuts, and you see, you know, the different, in fact, they got different types of palms, you know, and one of the things we don't appreciate, but the Caucasians, and I'm not against, no, I'm not prejudiced, I'm just saying they love it, they love. When they go, they love to go to Africa, they love what we do not appreciate. We don't appreciate that we got all these fresh fruits You don't need to put fertilizer. Nothing. We're eating natural food. Where in this country, in the United States, the natural food is expensive. It's just there. And we take it for granted. And we say, oh, we suffer because we want the other stuff. You know, we don't appreciate what God has given us. And you can go, you plant you have greens, you just put the stem in the ground, and you, when you look at backyard, back with potato greens. You just put a seed in the ground, and things just grow and grow and overflow of growth. You know, the fruit, the pineapple, I love pineapple, it tastes different from here. The oranges, because natural. What I'm saying to you, I'm just trying to express that when that's what God does when you lie in that great pasture, all the shade, you honor that shade, you honor that, and the blessings and the harvest done, and you just relax. You resting in Him, and He's providing for you according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You have been in the storm too long, and He has brought you to a place of resting in Him. Who am I speaking to? Hallelujah. Who am I speaking to? That's why you come to that place of rest. Hallelujah. Resting in Christ. Sound mind, sound body, the place of rest. Hallelujah. Providing for you. Hallelujah. But He makes you to lie in green pastures. He makes me to lie in green pastures. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in fresh. I'm reading from different versions of the Bible. He makes. Hallelujah. Excuse me. He makes me lie in fresh. Tender. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He has me lie down in grassy pastures. I'm reading different verses. You let me rest in the fields of green grass. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, for He hath fallen it upon the seas. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He calls me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lets me rest. Makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me to rest in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lets me rest in fields of green grass. Ooh. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He gave me rest. The ICB. He gave me rest in green pastures. He calls me to lie down in of green grass. He makes me to lie in green pastures. He makes me to lie in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. In grassy pastures, He makes me lie down. He lets me rest in the meadow grass. God, my shepherd, I do need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. That's the Message Bible. God, my shepherd, I don't need anything. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. The NEV says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. In green pastures, He makes me lie down. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He lets me rest in green pastures. He makes me to lush me lie down in fields of green grass. And I can go on and on. But He brings you to a place of resting in Him. No anxiety, no fear. Oh, well, God bless us, bless you. No, man, you don't have anxiety. You don't have fear. when you lie in the pasture is green and fertilized, you eat. Everything is there. He said, rest in green pastures. Father, we thank you for your word. Everybody, we say this as they go about. The Lord makes me lie in green pastures. Let that be say today. Don't say, Lord, make me lie in green pastures. Just say, Lord, thank you for letting me, for bringing me into green pastures to rest. Thank you for making me lie in green pastures. You made me lie in green pastures yesterday, today, forever. Thank you, Lord, for making my children, Tina, Al, Ricky, Krista, lie in green pastures. Pray. Lift your voices and pray. And minister, lie in green pastures and their children. Thank you for bringing them to a place of resting in you, oh God. Thank you for making my spouse, Apostle Boy, lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for making Monica, Kamari, Makari, Krista, Micah, Joshua, Zachariah lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Krista lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Farida lie in green pastures. Her children lie in green pastures. Kuti and Tia, thank you for making them lie in green pastures. Thank you for making all those that are here right now this morning lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Mariama children, her mother and her children. Thank you for making them lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for making Pastor Young and her children and her grandchildren lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for Pastor Young. We bless you, Lord, that you make her children, Sam, Susanna, her nieces, her nephews, her grandchildren, lie in green pastures, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making Mother Brooks lie in green pastures. Thank you, even though the storms are raging, but you are right there, and they are lying in green pastures. Thank you for giving them that peace while they lie in green pastures. Thank you. We've been enjoying the night, but thank you that their joy has come in the morning. Her children, her grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, thank you for making Mother Somerville, her children and grandchildren, lie in green pastures. Thank you for sustaining her children, her grandchildren. Thank you for making her children and grandchildren lie in green pastures. Thank you, oh God, for Fatmata, oh God. Thank you for making her children, her grandchildren lie in green pastures. Thank you that Fatmata will not lack. The Lord is her shepherd. She will lack nothing. Thank you, Lord, for making her and her children lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for Allison and her husband and her children and grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for making them lie in green pastures. Thank you that the Lord is their shepherd. They shall not want. They will lack nothing. Thank you, Lord, for making them lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Miss Jeanette and her children and grandchildren lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you for Miss Jeanette and her family, her children, her grandchildren. Thank you for making her lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, We bless your name, oh God. We praise you. Thank you for Mother Somerville, her children, her grandchildren. Thank you for making them lie in green pastures. Thank you for Tina and her husband making them lie in green pastures. Thank you that our air ministry lies in green pastures. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, and if there's any need that I may have forgotten, thank you, Lord. For Evangelist Deborah she and her children lie in that place of rest, lie in green pastures. Thank you for Prophetess Olamatu and her family lying in green pastures. Oh, God, thank you for my siblings lying in green pastures. Thank you for making them lie. Thank you for making Farida and her family lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for making Siwa and his wife and family lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Abina lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Nana Abina lie in green pastures. Thank you for making Richard and his wife and his daughter and their children lie in green pastures. Thank you for Cyril and Mary and their children lie in green pastures. Thank you for Mom Mary and her children and grandchildren lie in green pastures, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for Kalia lying in green pastures. Thank you for giving her wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for giving that child your holy wisdom. Devil, get your hands off her body so his spirit belongs to Jesus. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you for Marie and her family, her children. Lie in green pastures, she's been for years in and years out. Oh, God, thank you for making her and her family lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For Vienna and her family, her mother, lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for making Nazarene and her mother and the children lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for Bill's salvation. Thank you, Lord, for Bill lying in green pastures. Oh, God, thank you. We lie in green pastures because you are our shepherd. Thank you for Word of Bliss Ministry lying in green pastures. Thank you for Apostle Zion and wife and family lie in grief. You, oh God, for Reverend Etta and her husband and children lying in green pastures. Thank you, oh God, for Precious and Teddy and their children lying, making them lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for the Reverend and her husband and their children lying, in making them lie in green pastures. Thank you for Bima and his wife lying in green pastures. Thank you for Reverend Marty and his wife Jerusalem lying in green, making them lie in green pastures. Thank you for my brother-in-law, Pastor Joe Boyer and his wife and family lying in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie and her husband, Carl, lying in green pastures. Thank you for Mama and her daughter lying in green pastures. Thank you for Bendu and her husband and their children lying in green pastures. Thank you for Pastor Venison and his wife lying in green pastures. Oh, God, thank you that you are our shepherd. We shall not want. We bless you. The anointing. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, oh God. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. By the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm sorry I kept you, but I had to pray. I feel the power of prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Hallelujah. You're not going to be sick and lie in green pastures. In the green pastures, there's an anointing. Amen. It just will bring you there sick. Even if someone bring you to that green pasture, there's healing, deliverance. There's everything right there. But God is your shepherd. No sickness there. No pain. It's a place that you can rest in him. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.
Did anybody come to celebrate Jesus tonight? Come on, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and give him praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Turn around and tell somebody God is great and greatly to be praised. Now take 10 seconds and brag on your God right now. God, you're awesome. God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, you're mighty. God, you're full of glory. God, you're a savior. You're a healer. You're a deliverer. Come on, talk to your God tonight because he's worthy. Lift your hands and say, he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Touch two or three people around you and tell him he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Yes, he is. Come on, talk to somebody tonight. Y'all know what night it is. Did anybody come to bless him? Did you come to praise him? Well, come on. Lift your voice. Come on. Let's go. God, we give you praise and glory.